Like any family, God has his favorites. First of all, does he? Why is that? Can we change it? If we can, I found a loophole. There's always a loophole. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Welcome to day 19 in this 33-day consecration to Our Lady, Star of the Sea, the Holy Soul's preferred title for the Blessed Mother. Let's hear from today's reading. God permits some souls to attain a remarkable degree of tenderness in their love, whereas others do not experience great emotion. All this is part of his wise designs. In the case of those who are more capable of loving him, he has reserved a special place for himself in their hearts so that they pour out their love into his adorable heart. He is indeed the master, giving to each one what he wills. You are one of the souls whom he has especially favored. Let's talk about this. In God's family, there is the reality of any family. We even see this with the apostles. Was there not the beloved disciple? Well, weren't all of them beloved? But there was some that were closer, the inner three, Peter, James, and John. How do we get into this group? If there's this reality, if there's this hierarchy, why is it? It says it right here, because God is the owner and author, and it's part of his wise designs. He can do whatever he wants, and we need to let go of control and allow him to be God. Why would he do that, though? Let's look at this, because in every size of person, from least to greatest, we reflect different aspects of God, unique to each particular group. There is definitely a hierarchy. As a priest I knew once said, there are definitely stars that shine brighter than others. There are definitely St. John Paul the Great, and then St. James the Greater and James the Lesser. There is definitely greater and lesser. And part of it is in our humility. We must always, even if we're at the bottom of heaven, be grateful and humble that we even exist. So in some sense, we can't give in to envy, because we should be grateful that we even exist. And to those whom have been given much, what's the scripture? Much will be expected. So you might see those people up top and think, I wish I was one of those. But remember, they will have greater trials and much more to answer for. So we should be happy with where we're at. St. Therese, the little flower, teaches us this reality. However, can we change this? We always can. You're doing it right now. Do you realize you are one of the favored ones? So maybe some of you in hearing this will say, oh no, well, that stirs up all this wounds from your family. Well, I don't want to be one of the less chosen. I want to be one of the greater ones. And it stirs up all these insecurities, because that's always my intention, to stir the pot inside your heart so that God can work more fully. Can we? You are. Just by doing this consecration, by loving the souls in purgatory, do you know how much you're part of the elite? Not only are we Catholics, not only are we devout Catholics, not only are we that, we're also devout Catholics that love a group that very few even know about, and even less love. You are already one of the few that would have stood at the foot of the cross. That's who we would have been. We are the Mary Magdalene's. We are the beloved disciples, John's. That's who we are. Do you not realize how rich you are spiritually? So rejoice. And if you want more, ask the Blessed Mother. She has a way of drawing you even closer. She has a way of raising the level that you will have in heaven that we don't know about. And in this consecration to her under this title, Our Lady, Star of the Sea, whatever level you are going to get in heaven, wait, you're going to be bumped up like about 20 rows. It's going to be amazing. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Tolentine, pray for us. Blessed Mary of Providence, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will see you tomorrow in day 20.